Okay. So holding here in Pasuk Yudalid. So he says Yinasi Bechag Ve'Asela. All Yisrael is hiding someplace. Beseis Amadrega. Har Ines Mar Ayech Hashmines Kolich Kikolich Orev Umarech Nove. So the Goyen says Yinasi Bechag Ve'Asela Pirush. And this, and the Maaseh, this Pirush here is not so much different than Rashi. Medrashim Kshaboa Itzal Ayam. Oz Yisrael Yedoyim LeYoyna Barachas Min Anetz. The Roid for Baruchan Kikei Asela. So we're talking about this whole pasuk is talking about Klal Yisrael on the Yam, and they are stuck between a rock and a hard place, literally. Nochash Lekrosav Elam Anois. So it's like a Yonah that goes into a cella. And a nachash, she's running away from the hawk. She's going to the cell, and a nachash is coming. Buzzy bitzorg doyla. Kacho yisrael tzayam bitzorg doyla. That's possibly medrash. So this is about some in the medrash. Vahainu. She mitzrayim roit v'achreim. V'hol chula yam. V'homu gala yam v'krosam. So they were stuck between the yam and the Mitzrayim, where Rotzeli Minu Bochais was connected up, upon the small of the Tetragram Dekdom, where you do me mamish lo isi yoy nashi machpas atzep and netz hagasel obo noch the cross. So, Beseisa haya amadrega, hainu shenose neem lemaila, they also tried looking up to Shemayim, vero shebo rahav sal shem Mitzrayim, he has another gear, so Rechav, because Rahav is the Gemara by us says Rahav is the one of us says Rahav is the Tsar of Yam. They saw Rahav the Tsar of Mitzrayim came in place me as Elah Rivoy Malachim Lachim in Yisrael Mashama Bezoha. Wait, Suchan Lehas is Atan Gamal Malah. So Be'etzim, there was no place left over to hide. In other words, there was no Mahalach in the Akiteva. Vezo beseis amadrega, loyom makul mitzah. The ozam akadosh baruch hu. So they were stuck totally. There was no mahalach out. Vozam akadosh baruch hu harunias mar ayach pirush haruni oid nisoyin echad meshara isik vamim. I want to see one more amida b'nisoyin. In other words, it doesn't mean I want to see another nisoyin. What he means, I want to see you live up to a nisoyin. V'hainu daba meisol v'yisu l'toch hayam. That's the jumping into the yam. V'kemoish v'isi she'osu kvar retzoyni. Shamati v'yashuv v'yachirim osikein. V'leisholu oisi eich navar loshuv l'rotfeinu. So they had already made a U-turn and went back to Mitzrayim, which is a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's see again Mesiras Nefesh. And miyad kofetz nachshu l'chayam chayisol achrob, asher b'mayim al piyem, v'soku v'omer l'shein l'kim boim ad nefesh, v'om HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moyshe harei matcha l'ayam u'b'ka'eyu. So let's just talk about this point. On Mikufi, the Goyen is going over the normal halachim. But he's saying over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded of them one more pe'ula that is Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. And I think what he means is as follows. The shaila where the word Nisoyin comes from. The Shoyer of Nisoyin. The Rambam says in Lashon Harei Nes, it's a demonstrate to people. Other saying is saying in Lashon Nes, like a miracle. It means that my actions transcend the boundaries of Teva. A person doesn't jump into a yam. It's against every fiber in a person's body to jump into the yam. A person doesn't. So a nisoyin is where a person transcends his gevulas of Adam. The zel umaseh of Nisoyen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends the boundaries that he set on his quote unquote. I don't mean Teva as much as what he'll do, how much he'll overstep Teva. In other words, when we break the thing that is the most muchlat for us, which is self-preservation and welfare, and we jump over, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zilumaseh, does the same with his world of Teva. And this is very helpful in understanding what Rashi says, that if you go into a tough situation, Al Das, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you, you won't get help. You know, like by Haran and the Eish. But the pshat is, it stops being extraordinary. If I know that there's a net under the window, so jumping ceases to be a maisel a mile d'chateva. I mean, you know, there's a net there, so jumping into a net, as if it's experience, is fine. So in order to evoke hanhaga zelumaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, show me one more nisayon like that. This is the ultimate being totally surrounded and there not being a way out. And when you jump over it, so on a personal level, when you break through it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks through that also. That's in the clue.
Rabbi, what's the chilek between something like that and... The chilek between something like that where somebody goes like Haran went into the fire, assuming that he was going to be saved, versus someone who has complete faith in the Rabbani Shlalom. Meaning we hear these stories of someone who has, you know, such complete faith. So what does that mean? Why is that not exactly like Haran? So Haran... he thought he was going to be saved. These people right. Who are maminim, they also think, you know, it's right. Going to be good.
I know, Rashi. I mean, you can ask the kasha, dal mehochi mi. I mean, Rashi says, if somebody goes al menas that he will be saved, then there's no nes that's made for him. I would assume the word is, over here there was a chiyah mesiras nefesh. In other words, if a person is in a dangerous situation, and it's just a sakana, and a person has bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boter. But if a person has a chiyuv, there was a chiyuv of being meiser nefesh, or possibly that was the vart. You know, he had a chiyuv to be kofen avodah zarah, and the mele the etzem din was to be meiser nefesh. So where's their makom bitachon? If the chiv is meiser nefesh, like it says by Rabbi Shmuel, you know, they told him to go up and to see if it's nigzer or not. So, you know, to see if it's nigzer or not, because if it's nigzer, they're not going to resist. This is what they're supposed to do. If it's not nigzer, they can play with it. So I think that's the same thing. Over there, the mitzvah, the chiv was to go and says nefesh, and therefore to anticipate a nes is megareah from what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. So people, the examples in the Holocaust, let's say, so people had full betachon, you know, they were...
Over there, there was no chiv Mr. Snefesh. I mean, the chiv there was to get out. There was no, you know, they weren't actually, you know, telling you do anything other than kill you. So...
So the case like Haran, I guess, is where he's doing it all tonight. He has the option to not do it, and then he's doing it all
tonight
because...
Haran was getting killed because he stood up and he said, I'm like Avraham Avinu, I deny all Avodah Zarah. That situation that warrants Mesiras Nefesh, yes, to Da'al Kiddush Hashem.
But when you have no option, like the people in the Holocaust, so then Ataka is a Milo.
Yeah. The Chiyuv is to escape and to live on. By the way, I could say maybe another pshat. I'm just thinking a minute on the Rashi that you said. I think the lesson of Rashi, actually, the lesson of Rashi is that he goes al-menas, I think is the word. Hold on. I think there's a lotion somewhere in the Chazal. If he jumps in, I think on Manas or Das, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. It's more almost conditional. The only reason why I'm willing to do it, it's not the pshat, I'm doing it because I'm doing it. And I have been talking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have been talking the Mokim. Could be that's the difference. Hashmi'eni b'shira, k'moish shemate sakosva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I want to hear shira like I heard that tzaka. K'moish shama v'yitzak v'nitzol like them. V'zeo ozi v'zimras ko Hashem. Pirush, k'mitchilu uzi b'yisora, sh'espar lov lo she'eni. V'achar kach, ach yeshua v'zimras ko. K'loima, azam lo b'shira z'zish brachos. So it's the second half of the same shira, and Melech Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Hashmein es kolech, v'oma kan es marich es kolech." Shegam b'Mitzrayim k'siv v'yishma l'kim es nakosam k'siv v'yal k'im es Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael had. It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu heard and saw something that made him save them. So hearing and seeing are both in Yonim that Kozel has that's worthwhile. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I want to hear and I want to see the same things in the Tzara Toiv. That you know, there's the same level of Shevach Nakar, and there's an Indian here, because like it says, Pen Esma Bekichashti. If a person sometimes becomes very wealthy, a person becomes full of himself. So he, you know, if things become easier. I have a famous joke told over in a dozen different ways about the person who he was stuck in a train track, and he heard the train coming, and he said, "Shalom, you know, I'll give 10% of my income for Maisa. And if you get me out of this." Nothing good. He said, "I'll give a chaimish." Eventually, "I'll give 50% of my money for tzedakah, you know, if you get out of it." And then the rail loosened and he got his foot out and he said, "It's okay, Eventually, you don't have to know Shiach Hassan. You know, I did it, I was able to do it on my own." The tzedakah of, you know, it's the hakara, there's a hakara of Eventually on the matzah of tzedakah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I want that to be a zgala in the gili of Akasta." Because in a person's sense of being makapay, it's so much more makar in Rabbi Shalom before than after. It's very interesting. If you look at the psukim in Rashi, Rashi says in Brachos, it says the Adam Ayin Ba'aretz. So here. No. So Rashi says, he can't be makin vashal kshamim. So there's something here in the Reisha of Sefer Lavresha. He starts out by saying, nobody is around to be makatoy. And then he says, when Adam came, he was mispalo and Yodah was samachu. I mean, that's not, I mean, in the beginning, speaking about Hakar Sotov, he's speaking about Tefillah. And the answer is like this. The Emes, the Tachlis Habriya, is the Sheva. When Nevroim HaMeshavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a, that's what the, you know, everything was okay. Look, but normally, we don't, I mean, we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a prayer, but nobody feels that everything that he has is Rebbeinu Shalom's. When a person is in Spal, so when Adam is sitting in Spal for Geshem, and there's nothing on the horizon, he recognizes that without the Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's nothing. And so now, if he's in Spal beforehand, there's a chance that the Shevach, that'll be Makat Toiv, the Shevach afterwards, that Kaddish Toiv, will be in line with the Tefillah. But if a person wouldn't have felt, so just like the Marshal, if somebody tries to do something, and he can't do it himself, and he can't do it, and he can't do it, and he can't do it. So now, when he when I help him with it, so he's makir toiv. If I'd help him with it before he asked me to help him with it, before he realized that he can't do it, then, well, he would give me an assist, but he wouldn't feel that level of credit as if when he tried himself, didn't go, and that's that.
I think Rabbi spoke about this idea on Sukkot once, of being part of the circle of Geshamim.
Right.
That's why the Eidla Yalar, that's why Hemter till Adam came in.
But what I point out is here is that Tefillah, and so the real Tachlis is not the Tefillah, but the Sukkot Seidah. Mm-hmm. But Tefillah is the Chetim, so if a person is not Makir, so the Mashal. If we wouldn't be misfal three times the after chaynein, we'd never be able to feel the shevach that what we do know, what we do understand, from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's only because we said I'm an empty, and Be'etzem I have nothing, that the Rebbeinu Shalom's bracha makes sense, so to speak. That we can call it. That's it. Okay. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hashmeini es koyle, ves marav ves koyle." Like it says over there, "Vayishma vayar." The koylech orav pirsha, koylech orav b'shira, for orav liman asher shalom. For shalom asher lachem alez hashchag. So Klal Yisrael already had shira, and that shira was the shira of Leil Chag. So he knows Hakadosh Baruch Hu when he says, "Ki koylech orav." In the context of Shir Shirim, he's referring to something that was already there. If I tell somebody, "Oh, I'd love to see you. You're such an attractive person. I'd love to hear you. You sing so sweetly," I must be referring to something that was there already. What am I basing on? So the Shir Leila Scottish time is one. Umarek Nova Pirish Shekvar Nova Atam in Amarish Reisikvar. So he said, "I already saw you once when you went after me in the Zechad Lachmachim." So this is very interesting because why would I ascribe this to Mara? So. Hashmi'eni es koylech, I understand. That was a koyl of shira. So say shira again. Hareini es mar'ayich, what exactly is that referring to? In other words, you followed me. In his second shot, the Goyin says, Hareini koyl maisim toivim. It's the Torah shayach shmi'a v'etzel maisiriya. So he says that, and I think this is the same idea here, that what I know and understand takes place at two levels. One is what I say, what I espouse. If I say that, you know, I'm yours, everything is important. And then is what I do lemaisa. So machshavas of a person express themselves in diburim and in maisa. In diburim, It's the Shmia, and in the Meisim, it's the Re'iyah. So the Re'iyah over here. So that's one Mara Paison, who says, I'm waiting for this nace to get the same feedback. And I'll explain a minute, explain what it is soon. So he says the reason why it's called Seisa Madrega is because it's what's on top. Madregas are the steps that lead up. And you know, I look upwards and I see over there hidden in a step is also a snake. So now I'm in real trouble. They saw Sasha Mitzrayim Lamalo, so that even in a Pechina Val Yoinim, there didn't seem to be any Yeshua. You know, Mela, what's around them, so they say, okay, that's the physical world, that's the physical world, that's not the, that the, but they saw Sasha Mitzrayim, so completely blockaded. So this shot is a little bit different than what you said before. Before, he's talking about the Shabbat that comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu from the Diburim of Shvach and the Maisim. Here he's talking about, in order for us to be Nigal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to see our loyalty to Torah, the foil. And the foil has Kumahalchum, Yibur, and Maisim. Okay, so Teira Shach Shmiya, but it's a Maisim Via. Let's explain this also. I think it's important to understand. L'chura, we always put down Yibur, and we say that, he's a big talker. He talks the talk, but doesn't walk the walk. Or we'll say l'shevach, he talks the talk, but he walks the walk. So, if we're doing mitzvah, what's the point of the dibur also? I understand that the dibur without mitzvahs is okay. You know, it's my mother used to say, "Libun tuzan kaskin gelten." Love and promises don't cost money. So you know, it's easy. But if you do the mitzvah, so much. Let's say I promise somebody, I'm going to learn tomorrow. 5 hours. If I do it, so the promise itself is meaningless. I mean, he did it. If I say that so-and-so pledged half for half money for tzedakah, the implication is he hasn't delivered yet. But if he pledged and delivered, I don't say that. I say he sent in a check. What's the pshat? Where's the chilek of dibur coming? So the truth is the dibur defines the ma'aser that I'm doing. A ma'aser, let's say, I gave tzedakah. Take a simple ma'aser, I gave tzedakah. What was that all about? Well, there was a lot of social pressure. All my chaverim came and said, listen, you know, you're such a cheap kid, everybody else gives tzedakah, you don't give any tzedakah, it's full of a chulu. I want to belong to that chaver, and I'm doing it. Or, somebody gives me a guilty conscience, or I need a refuah for something, or whatever. In other words, the olam ha'maisa is a gilui that you're going to do it. It's not a gilui that you're makabel leiv shalom. A person can do a maisa even when it's not leiv shalom. You know, I think it's right. I know I have to do it, and everybody does it. It's going to not be right if I don't do something. Look good, whatever. When you have Diburim alone without Maisa, obviously is it doesn't mean all that much either. When you have Dibur together with Maisa, that's when you have a certain shleimus, you have a kavan also. This is one of the reasons why was strange to me. You make a l'shem yichud. So meila, based on dalet krisis, you say l'shem yichud. Okay, I hear it, but also this, at the end of the day, I'm drinking dalet krisis, I'm eating matzah. So what more do you want in my life? But davening, where you're saying l'shem yichud, that you're going to say l'shem yichud soon. L'shem yichud kutcha brichu and so on and so forth. I will now be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shem Avoilam is b'chula b'chula. Okay, I mean, like, what's that all about? And the answer is, the l'shem yichud, in as much as the person does express, everything could be wrong, is meant to be a statement about what is the pu'ul I'm doing now? What am I doing now? It's like sometimes a friend or a spouse is going to need to do something. They'll say, I'm doing this, not because I think it's right. I think it's crazy. I think it's not going to work. I think it's not going to help. I think it's unnecessary. But I don't want you to have kindness, or I want you to feel good. When a person makes a l'shem yichud, he gives meaning to what it is that he's doing. And that's not shaykh, because a pa'ula can take on different shades of meaning. I gave tzedakah. It's wonderful. But was I getting rid of a guilty conscience? Was I earning points with somebody so that when I need a shidduch for my daughter, he's going to come and bring a shidduch? Was I caving into social pressure? I don't want people whispering behind my back that I'm cheapskate. Or is the pshat that I'm doing it because I want to do what tzedakah does? And then he says, "Moshe Azoya LaPasik Tu Asher BaChoshech Higolu." Ki kemoisha tvui be klipas of the moi. Vidoshin, my serious and my sacrifice shala. So the Akakach, a dying he ain't a borrow machos amoids, or boys a beruch nasis yofobar. So the Goyen says, let's take as a dogma the pu'ula of klipas and chita. It's not an accident that this is used very much as a mashal, because it's an ideal mashal. Chita is the eichel of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they cannot have something that is easily available and comes with a lot of things. And one of it is that the etzim eichel itself has a klipa around it. So v'doshneisa, you thresh it. And by threshing it, you are breaking the bond that's holding the wheat kernel trapped by the mites. But it's still not free because it's mixed in together. Then you toss up in the wind and it becomes nice. So there's the dagger of breaking free of something, and that's Maisim Tovim. As soon as I stop doing something, I'm no longer the etzim Rishus Yetzirah. I'm doing what's right. I'm learning. I'm davening. I'm doing mitzvah. And then, but that has still a lot of bits and pieces of my old self mixed in with it. And I need a second process to purify that. And therefore, that process is what we call the beruach, which is the Ora Torah and so on. So first thing we're going is saying, if you take a look in the Masechta Sharim, that's the order. First, you have Zehirus and Zehirus, which are basically all about doing. And then you have this, which is all about, clearing out the junk from the rest of it. It's also the Pchina If a person will wait to learn Lishma, he may never learn Lishma. And if he's not learning, the Lashem Shemayim is not nitfas. And it's just like you're in jail and you're very, very clean. And it's very, very nice. But you're in jail. It's only when you break out of jail and you have to climb through the mud and so on and so forth, there's going to be a need to clean up afterwards. The mahalach of breaking loose from Ra is its own mahalach, and that I want a pa'ula, and that's why it's important. And it's a different stuff in Chazal, whether it's a heter or not. In the Loshen, the La'olam, the Asagad of Teresh HaYashma, the Mashmos is that this is an appropriate anhaga, that this is something which is correct. And, because if you wait for a person to do it Lishma, he'll never do it, he'll never get around to doing it. And he'll never get there. If you first pull him out of the world of wrath, even if it was a person, he was a person that was a battler, who was sitting and not learning anything, so on and so forth. Atlan and Abatlan, and you promise him cover, you promise him money to get going. So if the person does it, he gets going, then it's then the person has accomplished. Then the person is now in a position to do the next step. If a way to do it, it's not going to happen. They say that the Tosalanta, that he was annoyed a little bit, he was upset at the way Tamir Chachamim yelled at each other, screamed at each other. He wanted that the learning should be with Midas Chayvis. It didn't work. There's different ways to express what he said. One said he found Midas Chayvis, but there was no learning. And Rabbi Saul, those are different stories. Rabbi Saul writes in one of his letters that a person has two koyches in himself. So for learning, what drives a person to learn? One thing is a search for truth, which is a beautiful koyach. And then there's a darker koyach that he wants to triumph. Everybody likes to win an argument. It's a geschmack. So he says you must have some of that koyach. You have to incorporate, he calls it the poisonous koyach, to some degree, in the learning. That's the chazal of la'olam apreshav oisik shere l'shma, because mikoyach shere l'shma you come to l'shma. Once you're freed, once you're busy learning, now you can start refining yourself. It's shayach for something to tell. As long as the person is not performing, not learning, nothing's going to happen. So the first thing is freeing yourself of it, and then refining it, it's one of the ways of looking at let's say Balei Tshuva, who when they make a breakthrough to become frum, there's always a lot of rough edges in different ways, and the answer is if you wait for them to be teifis teira the way you're teifis teira, with all the niceties of our society, it's not going to happen. There's a certain breaking, which comes with some collateral issue, and then the person can work on those issues and so on. So the first break with Ra is a break, and a person is moving from it. And it's like crushing the wheat and having the kernels at least disengage, just attached. The second step is picking one from the other. And that's already the sex state. So we hear also the Ashmenius Kurlach Harinius Marech. So Harini Marech is first. In other words, I first thing is I want to see you do like you did. Once you've done it, I want to hear the koil is the more refined part, the Hashemini, is that gives it the exact nuance and so on. You can also, in a similar vein, the lishma and shaloi lishma is determined by diburim. Why am I doing it? Doing it itself is kind of neutral. There are no whatever needs to be done. What gives it its hagdara is the dibur. So the mara is first, let's have a metzias there, and then let's give it the whatever it needs. Let's to one more thing, which I think is very relevant here in context. The belt says in there, Tzadik says it, but I don't think it's alone. I think it's everybody. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with oomph. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Rav Tzadik says this in Sifas HaTzadik. What does he say it, Legabe? What does he say it? I don't remember. He tells us to do something very nice, but his point's like this. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and all the problems we had. One second. I'll see if I remember it. Yeah, he asks, is paras kemayim, pzizus, amida tov, amida ra. So, Reuven was cursed because of paras kemayim, and yet Klal Yisrael by nasi nishma. And Amma Paziza, and that's held in great esteem. That they said Nasir Nish immediately. They didn't think twice. They jumped into the Yam. So is Paziza Samida Teva Mida Ra? So Tzavik says like this. Anytime you start a matzav, you must do it for Pazizus. Pazizus means it's disconnected to anything from before. Let's take a marshal from life. Nobody ever got married because he had a very neat little notebook with all the milas written down, all the chasreinus written down, a numbering system for the milas and the chasreinus, and an accountant to add it up and tell him the verdict is 534 to 533 in favor of marriage. No one ever got married like that.
No people, one.
What?
No one.
Well, I would love to meet the person. Let's put it there. I'd love to meet the person that did it that way. I it's very funny. There was a boy and a girl here in the neighborhood. Bachman Yeshiva with a girl, very nice, wonderful, both wonderful. You know, they actually sort of knew each other before he used to leave the house, so it was not a stranger in any sense of the word. Then they, you know, they read the shidduch, fine. So the girl got very nervous just all, and she said, "I don't know b'chol that it's the right b'chol for me." I said, "You will never ever know if it is right b'chol. If that's going to determine whether you should marry him or not, then you might as well take your vows now, because there's no such thing. How does he know?" And I said, "Elwat, you ask me al pidarkei seichel. I can't imagine something that's more zugestalt, you know, and so on and so forth." So it requires a certain moment of the haschola. Haschola means it's a break from something that was to a new matzah. By definition, that's always a break, and it's not continuous, it's disjunct. But to spell a vek, a marriage on pazizas doesn't work. Now you need the shalavek with seichel, with infrastructure and so on. So Klal Yisrael, when they jumped, nasiv and nishma was the only way it would work. To kafas layam, it was the only way it could work. because without that, then it would be a hemshach was there before. Once they came out of Mitzrayim, and therefore there was a lot of collateral issues. But now they needed Sefer Yosayim to speak about it. Sefer Yosayim is the structured, step by step moving from one matzah to another matzah. But it's a big difference. Haschola is always with a leap, or else it's not haschola, or else it's a hemshach. So if a person needs to make a change, so it needs to be done with slowly. If a person needs to make a break, then it's snap cold. That's matzah. So here also the olam ha'maisa is the rapid change. And that comes first. That's the snapping of the chito. That's in an instant. And then you have to start collecting all the garbage that you left over and try to make something out of it.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Take care.
Fine. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much. How are the other shiurim going?
Very nice. I mean, I've already did two of them, the new cycle. So very, very well. Matzah Shabbos went well, and it was a big early and Sunday morning.
Okay. Excellent. Wow. Great.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeshikai Rabbi. Thank you.